长子传道负责人，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, and our dear ministers, peace to everyone.
我们下午有谈到这个真教会的条件。
And this afternoon we talked about the criteria of the true Jesus of the true church.
第一个要有圣灵的同在。
The first is that it has to have the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们来看撒迦利亚书四章六节。
This is Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
撒迦利亚书四章六节。
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
撒迦利亚书四章六节。
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
他对我说，这是神指示所罗巴伯。
This is from God to Zerubbabel.
万军的神说，不是依靠势力，也不是依靠才能，乃是依靠神的灵，荒人成事。真教会的建立是圣灵的能力。
The establishment of the true Jesus Church was done through the power of the Holy Spirit.
是圣经的应许。
It is a promise in the Bible.
这一节经文特别告诉我们。
And this verse here particularly tells us.
不是靠势力，也不是靠才能。
It's not by might nor by power.
1992年，刚好是台湾总会献堂礼的时候。
1992 was when the Taiwan General Assembly was dedicated.
那在献堂礼的时候，有一个基督教的牧师特别来拜访我们。
And during the dedication, there was a preacher of another Christian church that came to visit us.
他只是来观礼。
And he just came for a visitation.
那他也觉得我们教会非常同心。
Felt that our church was very much unified.
那这一位牧师就是周连华牧师。
And this preacher was Preacher Zhou.
那他对我们教会能够遵守圣经的道理，凡事都靠圣灵，他也觉得很感动，有很深的感触。
And so he was very touched that we always followed everything according to the Bible and lived by the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
所以他毛笔字写得很漂亮。
And he wrote Chinese calligraphy very beautifully.
所以就写了撒迦利亚书四章六节。
And so he wrote down Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
说你们真耶稣教会三句话不离本行，都是靠圣灵。
And so he says that you true Jesus Church, you follow everything through the Holy Spirit.
因为我们盖这个大楼的时候连一毛钱都没有。
Because when we built this big tower, this building, we didn't even have a single penny.
那当时就是用抛砖引玉的方式奉献。
And so at that time, we just used pledges.
就是说我们有这个50,000个信徒。
So we had 50,000 members.
那有10,000个信徒会赚钱的。
And 10,000 of those members earn money.
那一个人一年就是奉献10,000块。
And each person each year offered $10,000.
那10,000,10,000就是1亿。
And 10,000, 10,000 is 1 million.
然后两年就2亿了。
10 million.
那盖这栋大楼，大楼刚好两年。
And then 2 years became 200 million, and after 2 years, the building was built.
你们教会真的很同心。
So he said, your church truly has unity.
而且都是靠圣灵来成事的。
And it does everything according to the Holy Spirit.
而且他也知道说，我们今天圣灵的能力来建立教会。
He knew that we built the church according to the power of the
Holy Spirit. 还有信徒有一颗感恩的心。
And also because the members had a heart of thanksgiving.
所以圣灵在教会里面的运行跟带领，我们都可以看得到。
And so we can see the abidance of the Holy Spirit and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
而且圣灵是奉差遣的。
The Holy Spirit was sent.
因为当我们要传福音。
Because when we want to preach the gospel.
在罗马书第十章说，你没有奉差遣，怎能传道？
Romans chapter 10 says that how can you go preach if you have not been sent?
那使徒行传里面提到保罗，他们有一个宣道团队要出去传福音的时候。
And in the book of Acts, it talks about a time when Paul and his group of missionaries were going to go out to preach.
他们特别禁食祷告。
They fasted and prayed.
所以圣灵差遣他们出去。
And then the Holy Spirit sent them out.
所以教会是要有圣灵同在。
And so the church must have the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
那这些经文我们可以看一下。
And so we can take a look at some of these Bible verses.
看罗马书。
Romans.
罗马书的第十章
Romans chapter 10
第十章的十五节
Romans chapter 10 verse 15
没有奉差遣怎能传道
And how shall
And
how shall they preach unless they are sent
报福音传喜信的人他们脚中何等佳美
How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace.
那看十七节。
Verse 17.
信道从听道来，听道从基督的话来。
So then faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
你传道要奉差遣。
You want to preach, you have to be sent.
所以教会用什么来差遣工人？
So what does the church use to send workers?
就是借着圣灵的凭据。
It is by the word of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的带领。
And the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那我们来看这个《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
十三章。
Acts chapter 13.
十三章第三节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 3.
禁食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。第四节。
Verse 4.
他们被圣灵差遣，就到西流基，从那里坐船到基比路。然后第五节说他们在各会堂。宣讲神的道、所以是圣灵差遣去传福音
so it's the Holy Spirit sending them out to go preach the gospel
能够为主做见证
so that they can bear witness for the Lord Jesus
那使徒行传第一章第八节也是这样讲
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 also says this
主耶稣告诉门徒
that the Jesus told the disciples
说圣灵降在你们身上
when the Holy Spirit comes upon you
你们就必得着能力
You shall receive power.
在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，来为我做见证。
And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria to the end of the earth.
那这一节第《使徒行传》一章八节，他很清楚讲。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says very clearly.
就是圣灵能力跟见证。
It says that it is the Holy Spirit, the power and witness.
所以你今天教会到各处来宣传福音。
So today in the church, when we go to anywhere to preach the gospel,
要有圣灵的差遣，有圣灵的同工。
We have to have the Holy Spirit to send us. We have to have the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
必要的。
This is stuff that we need.
所以教会要有圣灵同在。
And so the church must have the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
那刚刚我们看到第罗马书第十章的时候
And just now when we read Romans chapter 10,
说信道从听道来。
It says that you believe because you have heard.
你能够信是因为有人传。
And you can believe because somebody preached to you.
你才有机会听。
Then you have the chance to hear.
那你听什么？
But what do you hear?
就是听神的道。
You hear the word of God.
就是真理的道。
Which is the word of truth.
就是得救的福音。
Which is the truth of salvation.
那我们今天传福音要传什么？
And so today when we preach the gospel, what do we preach?
要传全备的福音。
We have to preach the full gospel.
看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
第一章二十五节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 25.
我照神为你们所赐给我的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。二十八节。
28.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧，劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里面完完全全引到神的面前。二十五节告诉我们。
In verse 25, it tells us.
我们道理要传得全备。
That when we preach the gospel, we have to preach the whole gospel.
所以我们真教会的条件就是要有。全备的真理。
And so for it to be a true church, we must have the full truth.
所传的福音是得救的福音。
And the gospel that we preach is the gospel of salvation.
那我们能够把人引到神的面前。
Then we can bring people in front of God.
如果你传福音。
If you preach the gospel,
你没有传的全备，
but you don't preach the full gospel,
当然就不能引人得救。
Then you cannot bring people to salvation.
那你传福音不是引到神的面前。
When you preach the gospel and you don't bring them in front of God,
有些人是引到自己的面前。
And some of them will preach so that they can bring them to themselves.
引到人的面前。
Or to bring them in front of other people.
哦，那你今天是信神的道吗？
And so today, do we believe in the word of God?
哦，所以有人说慕道者有两种。
And so some people say there are two types of truth seekers.
一种是渴慕真道的慕道者。
And one is the friend who is seeking after the truth.
哦，一种是爱慕传道的慕道者。
And the other one is one that has
loves the preacher.
And if you want to have the truth, then you have to pursue the truth.
哦，那你爱慕传道，你是信人还是信神？
But if you love the preacher, then do you believe in God or do you believe in people?
是耶稣是你的救主，还是传道是你的救主？
And so is the Lord Jesus your savior or is the pastor your savior?
所以我们信仰哦，观念要搞清楚。
And so we need to have the right concept for our faith.
传道也是人。
The preacher is also a man.
你说摩西很伟大，他也是人。
We say Moses was so great, but he also
was a man. 以利亚很伟大，跟我们一样性情。
Elijah was a great man, but he was just a man like us.
所以主耶稣登山变貌的时候。
And so when Jesus went up to the mountain of transfiguration.
摩西、以利亚在当中，云彩遮住他们。
And Moses and Elijah were up there, but then they were covered by the cloud.
彼得当时还说，诶，我们在这里很好。
And Peter said, it is so good for us to be here.
我们搭三座棚。
Let us set up three tabernacles.
哦，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
And one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah.
但是人不能跟神同等啊。
But man cannot be in the same status as God.
人也不能夺取神的荣耀。
And man cannot take away the glory of God.
我们的信仰是只见耶稣，不见一人。
Our faith is only towards God and not to man.
我们不是建立在人的上面。
We do not establish it on man.
哦，所以我们今天传福音。
And so today we preach the gospel.
我们要把人带到神的面前。
We need to bring people in front of the Lord.
那这样你这个福音才能够传得全备。
Then you are able to preach the full gospel.
那再来我们看马可福音。
Let's also look at Mark.
马可福音第十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
啊，十六章的二十节。
Verse 20.
门徒出去到处宣传福音，主按他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。真教会的条件就是要有圣灵的同在。
Criteria of the true church has to have the abidance of the
Holy
Spirit. 要
传扬全备的福音。
It must preach the full gospel.
而且有神迹奇事的印证。
And there's also signs and miracles that follow.
所以这里说用神迹随着。
And so here it says that the signs followed them.
证实所传的道理。
That confirmed what they were preaching.
最近我们因为传教一百年，所以我们收集很多见证。
And this year, because we were celebrating the centennial, we gathered a lot of testimonies.
有人说因为一百年，说要收集一百篇。
And some people say it's 100 years, so we need to have 100 testimonies.
叫做见证一百。
And to testify 100.
但是收集之后不止一百篇了。
But when we gathered them all, there were more than 100.
所以我们从各个国家再过滤一些见证。
And so from each of the countries, we actually had to filter.
能够有特色的。
And a special point that each testimony would have.
有因为追求真理来信主的。
And it talks about somebody pursuing after the truth to come to believe in the Lord.
有病得医治的，有被魔鬼苦楚得恩典的。
And there's some who their sickness was healed, so they came to believe, and some they were able to cast out demons.
那有不好习惯能够生命更新的。
And there were some who had bad habits, but they were able to renew their lives.
我们教会的见证很多。
We have many testimonies in our church.
人没有这个能力，但是神有他的全能。
We don't have power, but God has His power.
人不能改变，可是神可以改变。
And we cannot change, but God can change us.
神迹奇事是出于神的作为。
And signs and miracles are the work of God.
他一方面可以坚固我们的信心。
And on one hand, it can strengthen our faith.
也让我们知道所信的是谁。
And to let us know who we believe in.
那也能够彰显神的荣耀。
And it can also show the glory of God.
但是神迹是神，他要显明的。
But miracles are God to allow it to happen.
所以神他借着神迹与门徒同工。
And so God would allow the miracles to work together with the preachers.
用神迹随着来证实所传的道理。
And to use these signs and miracles to confirm what they were preaching.
所以当我们在传福音的时候。
And so when we are preaching the gospel.
你会看到圣灵的能力。
And we will see the power of the Holy Spirit.
那我们来看帖撒罗尼迦。
Let's turn to Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦的前书。
First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第五节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5.
因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。这边讲到言语，还有全能，跟圣灵，还有信心。
Here it talks about word, power, Holy Spirit, and faith.
言语当然就是我们要口传，为主做见证。
When it talks about word, it's saying we need to preach with our mouths to testify for the Lord.
阐明这个真理的道。
And to preach of this truth.
而且在乎全能，就是圣灵的能力。
And it talks about power, the power of the Holy Spirit.
还有圣灵的带领。
And in the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
以及充足的信心。
And full of faith.
我们传给人要有信心。
When we preach to people, we have to have faith.
那慕道朋友对方也要有信心。
And then the person we're preaching to, they must also have faith.
那你要坚固他。
And we need to assure them.
让他对神有信心。
And so that they can have faith towards the Lord.
不是对你有信心。
And not to have faith towards us.
那你把这个道传给他。
So we preach this gospel to them.
那这个道很奇妙。
And this word is very miraculous.
圣灵会工作。
Holy Spirit will work.
会运行在信主的人心中。
And it will work within the hearts of those who believe in the Lord.
我们看第二章。
Let's look at chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
First Thessalonians chapter 2.
十三节。
Verse 13.
为此我们不住感谢神，因你们听见我们所传神的道就领受，不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道。这个道实在是神的，并且是运行在你们信主的人心中。神的道会运行啊。
The word of the Lord will work in us.
所以我们今天聚会。
And so today we come to service.
台上在讲道。
And the preacher is speaking on the pulpit.
台下听的人。
And the people who are listening.
圣灵会感动他。
The Holy Spirit will move them.
会引导他。
Will guide them.
坚固他的信心
strengthen their faith.
让他会用信心跟所听见的道调和
and so that they can use their faith and what they are able to hear.
这个就是很奇妙的地方
and this is what's very interesting.
那他信心加添以后
and after their faith has been strengthened,
他的祷告有体验
then they have experienced some prayer.
他不但可以体验到圣灵的这个应许
Not only do they experience the promise of the Holy Spirit,
而且他会体验到神的恩典
They also experience the grace of God.
所以很奇妙就会体验到神迹奇事
And so, very interestingly, they will experience
miracles. 来证实这个所传的道理
To confirm the word that was being preached.
那我们就可以看到神的同工
And then we can see the working of God.
所以我们今天教会在传福音
And so today, as the church is preaching the gospel,
我们有这个属灵的资源
Then we have this spiritual.
也就是真教会的条件。
It is the criteria of the
Holy
Spirit.
有圣灵同在。
We have the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
有全备的真理。
We have the full truth.
有神迹奇事的印证。
We have the signs and miracles that follow us.
这是属灵的资源啊。
And this is
那这个资源从哪里来
？And so where is this?
从神来的。
This comes from God.
所以我们要靠神。
And so we need to rely upon God.
求神同工。
And ask God to work with us.
那我们教会今天也是一样，借着圣经的应许。
And so today our church the same way through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
来建立真教会。
We have established the true church.
圣经的应许都应验在我们真教会的身上。
All of the promises of the Bible have been in our church.
所以我们可以看到真教会是圣灵建立。
And so that we can see that the true church is established by the Holy Spirit.
是按着主的应许。
It is according to God's will.
来成就神的作为。
It is to accomplish God's way.
那我们再看真教会的特性。
And let us take a look at the unique characteristics of the true church.
我们初期教会从中国大陆开始。
The church began in China.
我们当时有一种这个做法。
And there was something that we did.
就是自立自养自传。
It is that we were self-sustaining and self-preaching.
因为我们教会不是靠人。
Because we did not rely upon ourselves.
也不是靠一般基督教有欧美这个资源的协助。
We didn't rely upon the resources from our other organizations.
我们教会刚开始说起来。
And in the beginning of our church.
这个传福音的时候是非常艰辛的。
Preaching the gospel was very difficult.
但是我们知道教会是属神的。
But we know that the church belongs to the Lord.
是神在建立。
And we know that it is God who is establishing it.
所以当我们在传福音的时候，
So when we're preaching the gospel,
我们有一种属灵上的追求。
And we have a spiritual pursuit.
所以真教会是超越这个世界的。
And so the true church transcends this secular world.
它跟属世的教会是不一样的。
It is very different from the worldly
我们说圣经中的真教会。
We talk about the true church in the Bible.
我们知道教会是超世而属灵。
And we know that the church must transcend the secular and become spiritual.
主耶稣当时对比拉多在讲话谈话的时候。
And when Jesus was talking to Pilate.
主耶稣说我的国不属这个世界。
He said that my kingdom is not of this world.
我们来看。约翰福音十八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 18.
约翰福音十八章。
John chapter 18.
约翰福音的十八章。
John chapter 18.
十八章的三十六节。
Verse 36.
耶稣回答说：“我的国是不属这个世界。我的国如果属这个世界，我的臣仆必要征战。”使我不至于被交给犹太人，只是我的国不属这个世界。比拉多说：“那这样你是王吗？”耶稣回答说：“你说我是王，我为此而生，我也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。属真理的人就听我的话。”主耶稣在这边讲明。
And the Lord Jesus here explains
神的国不属这个世界
that God's kingdom is not of this world.
它不是属这个世界的，是属天属灵的。
It is not of this world. It is of the heavenly world. It is spiritual.
因为它是从上头来的。
Because it came from above.
不是属世的这个国度。
It does not come from the secular kingdom.
那真教会既然是属天属神的。
And so if the true Jesus church belongs to the Lord,
不属这个世界,
and we do not belong to this world,
那主耶稣就特别告诉我们,
then the Lord Jesus tells us,
我们信耶稣的人也不属这个世界,
then we who believe in the Lord Jesus also do not belong in this world, to this
world. 我们来看十,约翰福音十五章,
John chapter 15,
约翰福音十五章,
John chapter 15,
十九节,
verse 19,
你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选你们，所以世界恨你们。这边告诉我们，我们不属世界。
Here it tells us that we are not of this world.
但是我们还是生活在这个世界。
And yet we live in this world.
但是我们是属灵属神的。
But we are actually spiritual. We belong to the Lord.
所以我们要分别为圣。
And so we need to be sanctified.
有一种属灵的生活。
And we need to lead a spiritual life.
我们基督徒是天上的国民。
As Christians, we are citizens of heaven.
所以我们有看这个民数记二十三章第九节说。
So we look at Numbers chapter 23, verse 9, and it says,
说他是不列在万民中。
It says that he is not counted in the other nations.
你从高峰看他，从小山望他。
And from the hills I behold,
他不列在万民中。
And he is not reckoned among the nations.
他是独居的民。
And they are a people dwelling alone.
是神特别拣选的。
And these are people that God has selected.
所以在圣经里面，希伯来书有讲。
And so in the Bible, the book of Hebrews tells us,
提到说天上的耶路撒冷,
it talks about the heavenly Jerusalem.
那天上就是指属天属灵的。
And we talk about heavenly, that means it belongs to the heaven, it belongs to the
spiritual realm. 那启示录二十一章有讲。
Revelation 21 also says.
说从天而降的。
It says the one who came down from heaven.
那什么是从天而降？
So what does it mean to come down from heaven?
我们来看启示录二十一章。
Revelation 21.
启示录二十一章。
Revelation 21.
二十一章的第二节。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 2.
第二节说，我看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，准备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。这个就是指真教会。
This is talking about the true church.
它是从天而降。
It is the one that has come down from the heaven.
是从神而来。
It came from God.
所以真教会跟这个世界有分别。
And so the true church is separate from this world.
因此我们真教会应该要明白。
And so we need to understand the true church.
不要被这个世界来俗化。
And we should not be secularized by this world.
跟世俗为友。
And to be friends with the world.
要从他们中间出来。
We need to come out from among them.
我们来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
第六章的十十六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 16.
第六章的十六节。
Chapter 6 verse 16.
神的殿跟偶像有什么相同？因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说：“我要在你们中间居住，在你们中间来往，我要做你们的做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。”十七节。
17.
你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾染不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。这是全能的主说的。第七章第一节。
Chapter 7, verse 1.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切污秽，敬畏神，得以成圣。这边告诉我们
And this passage tells us,
在第六章里面
In chapter 6,
哥林多后书第六章有两句话
2 Corinthians chapter 6 has two phrases
那第这个第四节这边有讲
Verse 4 also says
说你要表明自己是神的人了
It says that we need to commend ourselves as ministers of God.
这是保罗的见证。
This is the testimony of Paul.
你要表明自己是属神的人。
We need to commend ourselves as one who belongs to the Lord.
那你表明自己的话，
And if you show yourself that way,
你就要从他们中间分别出来。
Then you need to be separated from them.
所以第二句就是十七节说要分别出来。
And then that's why it goes into verse 17, come out from among them and be separate.
你要表明自己要分别出来。
And we need to show ourselves to be separate from others.
所以主耶稣说我的国不属世界。
And that is why Jesus said that my kingdom is not of this world.
那也告诉门徒说你们不属世界。
And he also told the disciples, you do not belong to this world.
是我从这个世界来拣选你们。
Because I have chosen you out of this world.
因此我们要认识自己。
And so we need to know ourselves.
跟神的关系。
And our relationship with God.
也要认识教会是什么。
To also know what the church is.
它是超越这个世界。
It is one that transcends.
是属天属灵属神的
It is one that belongs in heaven It belongs to God
所以真教会的特色就是这样
And so that is a unique characteristic of the true church
有一次我听一位这个长辈他讲一篇道理
And once I heard an elder speak a sermon
这一篇道理他是写说魔鬼三话
And
魔鬼三话话就是荤话，荤话，跟俗话跟毒话。
And it talks about the devil and the division of the devil three different ways.
中文是说话，魔鬼三话。第一个是荤话，荤话的意思就是说，哥林多前书第一章讲到。教会如果不属灵的话
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 5,
他就会昏争结党，昏门别类。
It says that if the church is not unified, then it will have divisions.
变成以人为中心啊。
And then it will make man become the center of the church.
你是属这个保罗的。
And you become to Paul.
你是属亚波罗的。
You belong to Apollo.
你是属彼得的。
And you belong to Peter.
那教会是以基督为元首啊。
But the church should be, Christ should be the center of the church.
为什么教会要这样分化呢？
So why should the church be separate
and divided this way? 这个就是魔鬼的工作。
This is the work of Satan.
让你不同心啊。
So that you will not be unified.
这个是世俗的做法。
And this is a secular way of doing things.
世俗的人他为了争权夺利啊。
And in the secular world, in order to get more power,
所以就会昏争结党。
And they're going to cause these kinds of divisions and little groups.
但是教会没有什么权，也没有什么利嘛。
But in the church, there really isn't much power or strength to fight for.
侍奉神做圣工。
Rather, we're all here to serve, to work
for the Lord. 你真的要争权夺利，你要到社会上去。
If you really are trying to go after power or fame, you have to go out into society.
教会是一群追求信仰、追求真理的人。
The church is a gathering of people who are trying to seek
after
the truth and faith.
所以我们要留意魔鬼的分化。
So we need to pay attention to the divisions that Satan will cause.
第二个就是俗化。
And the second is that he will cause us to become secular.
教会跟这个世俗要有分别了。
The church must be separate from this world.
今天比如说最近在有一些地区他们提倡说这个同性恋或者多元成家。
And so sometimes in this world, we hear about churches who go according to homosexuality.
这个也是圣经真理不容许的。
But we know that according to the church and the truth in the Bible, this is not
okay. 你这个是神所憎恶的。
This is something that God hates.
但是今天社会上已经变到同性恋跟多元成家都被认同，而且要强烈主张。
And so, but now in today's world, in the society, it is completely acceptable for
homosexuality as well as having
multiple partners. But where is our church from?
教会的立场当然要尊重圣经，尊重婚姻，尊重真理啊。
What is our church's stance? It is that we have to go back to the Bible. We have to.
不然你整个家庭伦理、社会秩序都破坏掉了。
We have to cherish our marriage and our spouse. Otherwise, our whole order is changed.
这个就是俗化嘛。
And this is what it means to be secularized.
这个是一个例子。
This is just an example.
当然还有很多例子。
And of course, there are many examples.
所以今天这个社会道德沦丧，人心不古。
And so today's society, it's all upside down, and everybody's heart is not there.
所以就俗化。
And so we have become secularized.
所以圣经有一句话讲说，我们要用虔诚、敬畏的心来侍奉神。
And so the Bible tells us that we need to come with a reverent and reverent
heart to serve God. 基督徒的虔诚在哪里？
And where is the reverence of a Christian?
你今天侍奉神也是要虔诚，用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉神。
Today when we come to serve God, we have to come with a reverent and godly heart.
这也是希伯来书里面的一句话。
This also comes from the book of Hebrews.
你侍奉神要用虔诚敬畏的心。
And if we come to serve God, we have to use a godly heart to serve Him.
你如果没有用虔诚敬畏的心
And if we don't come with a godly heart,
你会跟社会上的人一样啊。
Then we are just like everybody else in society.
会昏争结党，昏门别类。
That we're going to start having divisions and little groups within the
church. 那这样教会就俗化掉了。
And then the church has become secularized.
结果也是被魔鬼利用了。
And then we're going to be used by Satan.
那第三化。
And then the third division that Satan causes.
就是毒化。
Is that it becomes an individualized?
什么是毒啊？
What does that mean?
异端。
Oh, sorry, poisoned. It's heresies.
这个旁门走道，异端邪教，迷惑信徒。
And is that they use these kinds of heresies and the untruths to go and entice our members?
那教会如果没有持守这个信仰的根基。
If the church does not hold fast to the foundation of our faith,
那你如果根基动摇啊，
and if our foundation has been moved,
你这个教会也是会变质了。
Then the church will also change in substance.
因为神是拣选我们，能够让我们能够得救，能够持定永生。
And God has chosen us so that we can be saved and receive eternal life.
但是撒旦的工作呢？
But what is the work of Satan?
他是要让人灭亡，让人沉沦的。
It is so that people will perish.
所以撒旦是什么意思？
So what does the word Satan mean?
启示录里面讲。
And in Revelations it says.
说撒旦就是那个古蛇。
And Revelation, the Satan is actually that old
serpent. 就是大龙。 就是大龙
and is that big dragon.
就是迷惑普天下的人
He is the one that deceives all the people in this world.
所以魔鬼的名称啊
and so the name of Satan
有提到说是撒旦
we talk about it being Satan.
撒旦就是抵挡的意思
Satan means to oppose.
他抵挡就是抵挡神抵挡真理抵挡真教会
which is to oppose God, oppose the church, and oppose the word.
他让你对这个教会不认同啊
and so that you do not go according to the church.
对信仰不认同
that you don't go according to the faith.
那让你走偏走差走错
and to cause you to deviate from the path and to walk
the wrong way. 他用这个异端邪教迷惑你
and to take these heresies to try to deceive you.
哦，所以撒旦就是抵挡。
And so Satan is to oppose.
的意思、哦、
And it means to oppose.
这是魔鬼的名称。
And this is the name of the demon.
那蛊蛇就是缠啊，这个狡猾，就是啊，诡诈狡猾。
And this ancient snake, the serpent, it means to.
他也是说谎者。
And he is also a liar.
大龙就是残忍的。
And the great dragon is the one that is very terrible.
他心中就是充满了恨。
And he's so terrible, his heart is full of hate.
啊，这个迷惑普天下的人。
And it is also one that deceives all of the
people. 所以你如果看那个名称，就知道撒旦的工作是什么。
And so if we just take a look at the name of Satan, we understand what kind
of work he wants to do. 但是我们真教会，它是超越这个世界，是属灵属神的。
But the true church is transcends this secular world, and so it belongs
to God. 而且它是属天的。
It belongs to heaven.
那既然是属神
and because it belongs to God,、
啊、神是圣洁真实的神
and God is holy and true,
所以教会也是圣洁真实的
then the church is also holy and true.
教会是圣洁的国度
and the church is a kingdom of holiness.、
哦、所以圣经里面讲
and so the Bible says,
我们今天蒙拣选的信徒
That today, we who are chosen,
也是圣洁的子民
we are also the holy nation.
啊，生命记里面特别强调
In Deuteronomy especially states,
我们遵命有福
that we have blessings in our
life. 所以它的主题就是遵守道理
as long as we keep on to the truth.
那为什么要遵守神的道理
So why do we have to keep on to God's word?
就是要过分别为圣的生活
It is so that we can lead a life separate from others.
因为神是圣洁的
Because God is holy.
我们也是要追求圣洁
And we too must pursue after holiness.
那希伯来书有一句话说人非圣洁不能见神
In Hebrews it says that unless we are holy, we cannot see God.
所以我们今天教会要做一个圣洁的教会。
And so today, as a church, we must be a holy church.
我们来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
啊，第五章的第二十六节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26.
啊，用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。啊、可以献给自己做荣耀的教会
27.
是毫无玷污皱纹等类的病乃是圣洁没有瑕疵教会是圣洁的
The church is holy.
要用水借着道
And it needs to,、
所以我们要保守自己、不沾染世俗
It needs to be washed of water by the word and so we cannot be in the secular world、
能够在这个圣洁真实的里面
And so that we must stay in holiness and in truth.
因为神是真的
Because God is true.
我们也是真的
And we also are true.
所以圣经里面讲到真葡萄树
And so the Bible talks about the true vine.
那我们也是要做真是主的门徒
And but we must also become true disciples of the Lord.
约翰福音第八章三十一节说、哦、你们如果常常遵守主的道
John chapter 8 verse 31 it says that if we keep the words of God
那就真是主的门徒
then we are truly his disciples、
哦、做主的门徒就做主的门徒为什么要再强调一个真字呢
and if we are disciples of God then we are disciples of God why does it say that we must become、
哦、
true disciples of God
因为神是真的
because God is true
那我们在他里面
and we are in him
我们也是真实的
we too must be true
所以你要常常遵守主的道
and so we must hold on to the word of God
就真是主的门徒
and to become true disciples of the Lord
那在福音书里面
in the gospel books
约翰福音特别强调你做主的门徒
and John talks about specifically being disciples of God
你有三方面的追求
there are three areas of pursuit
第一个就是第八章三十一节所讲的。
Chapter 8 verse 31 is the first point.
你要遵行主的道。
Is that you must abide in my word.
而且要常常遵行。
And you must always abide in my word.
才真是主的门徒。
Then we are truly his disciples.
那到了十三章。
Chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章三十四节跟三十五节。
John chapter 13 verse 34 and 35.
你如果是真是主的门徒。
And if you are truly his disciple.
你要让人家能够认出来。
You need to let others know and see that.
好像我们赞美诗有一首说，让人从你身上认识耶稣。
Just like we have a hymn that says, let others see Jesus in you.
所以你要做主的见证人。
And so you have to be the testimony of the Lord.
那这个见证是什么？
And what is this testimony?
就是要彼此相爱。
Is that you must love one another.
这是主耶稣给我们的一条新命令啊。
And this is the new commandment that the Lord Jesus has given us.
哦，所以你做主的门徒要彼此相爱。
And so to become a true disciple of the Lord, we must love one another.
能够遵守主的一条新命令。
And to keep his one new commandment.
而且有彼此相爱的心。
And to have the heart of loving one another.
不是只有一个外在的表面。
And not just an exterior,
而是从心里。
But rather from our heart.
不只在言语。
Not just in our speech.
跟舌头上。
Or in our tongue.
要在行为还有诚实上。
But rather in our deed and in our truth.
这样就让人家能够认出来啊。
Then others can see.
说这个真的是真教会的真信徒。
Then you can say that this is a true disciple of the true church.
那第三个
and third,
就是约翰福音十五章所讲的
in John chapter 15 it says,
我们做主的门徒
we are disciples of the Lord,
要多结果子
we must bear fruit,
就能够让神得到荣耀
so that the Lord may be glorified.
那我们要结什么果子
and what kind of fruit are we going to bear?、
哦、基督徒要多结果子
Christians must bear more fruit.、
哦、果子就是生命的表现。
Fruit is the manifestation of life.
好树结好果，坏树结坏果。
A good tree bears good fruit. A bad tree bears bad fruit.
所以十五章第八节说，你做主的门徒要多结果子。
And so in chapter 15, verse 8, it says that you must bear much fruit.、哦、
有一次我参加这个小朋友的聚会。
And one time I attended one of the kids' services.
我问他们说圣灵的果子是什么
And I asked them, what are the fruit of the Holy Spirit?
一个小朋友很快就举手了
And the kid raised his hand really quickly.
哇他很大声说葡萄
He said very loudly, it's grapes.
因为老师画墙壁都画葡萄
Because they always draw grapes on the wall.
圣灵的果子是葡萄
The fruit of the Holy Spirit is grape.
那苹果不是吗
What about apples?
他说葡萄。
He just said grapes.
所以有时候我们要教导孩子哦。
So sometimes when we teach our children.
画图没有错，画葡萄很好看。
It's very good you draw beautiful grapes.
但是你要让他知道。
But you must also let them know.
圣灵的果子是什么
？What is the fruit of the Holy Spirit?
哦，圣灵的果子你要结出来啊。
You need to bear these fruit.
哦，有仁爱、喜乐、和平、仁爱、恩慈、良善、信实，要有温柔，还要有节制。
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
哦，能够把这个属灵生命的素质表现出来。
Is that we must be able to live out our spiritual life within us.
哦，这是我们灵性的追求。
And this is the spiritual pursuit that we must have.
但是主耶稣叫我们多结果子。
And so the Lord Jesus says that we must bear much fruit.
也是要我们去传福音啊。
And so that we can preach the gospel.
哦，成就这个功夫的果子。
And it is to have the fruit of our labor.
哦，所以神是圣洁真实的。
And so the Lord is faithful and true.
我们在他的里面。
And we are in him.
就是做一个真的门徒。
And we need to be a true disciple.
那另外福音书讲。
And the other gospel book
says. 你要做主的门徒。
If you want to be the disciple of the Lord.
你要背十字架跟从主。
You must bear the cross and follow the Lord Jesus.
哦，你要背十字架。
You must bear the cross.
就是主的门徒。
And then you are the disciple
of the Lord. 甘心为主受苦。
To be willing to suffer for the Lord.
那今天啊，这个圣经中讲这个真教会。
And today the Bible talks about the true church.
哦，它不但是啊，这个不属这个世界，是属灵的。
And not only is it spiritual and not of this world.
它也是圣洁真实的。
It is also holy and true.
而且它还是完全，而且是荣耀的。
It is also perfect and glorious.
我们来看雅歌。
Let's look at Song of Solomon.
雅歌的第五章。
Song of Solomon chapter 5.
雅歌第五章。
Song of Solomon chapter 5.
啊，五章的第十节。
Song of Solomon chapter 5 verse 10.
哦，雅歌五章十节。
Song of Solomon chapter 5 verse 10.
啊，雅歌五章第十节。
Song of Solomon chapter 5 verse 10.
啊，我的良人白而且红，超乎万人之上。 这边讲到说超乎万人之上。
And here it says chief among 10,000.
啊，这也显明了神的圣洁公义。
And this also talks about God's holiness and justice.
啊，他的慈爱跟怜悯。
Is that he is merciful and loving.
哦，圣洁公义、慈爱、怜悯，就是看出神是白而且红。
And so we talk about God's holiness and also His justice, and then we also talk about His mercy and His love is white and red.
超乎万人之上。
And it also surpasses among everybody
else. 这也显明真教会就是这样。
And this also tells us that the true church is this way.
而且能够就是彰显荣耀的主。
And then we can show the glorious Lord.
而且教会跟主是一体的。
And the church and the Lord are one.
他也是完全的。
And he is also perfect.
哦，所以启示录里面讲到说我们要装饰整齐。
And so in Revelations it says that we need to adorn ourselves.
就是圣洁的新妇。
And it is becoming a holy bride.
哦，所以教会应该要荣耀神。
And so the church must glorify the Lord.
所以每次教会在献堂里。
And so whenever there is a church dedication.
哦，都会说这个殿的荣耀大过先前。
And we always say that the glory of this temple is greater than the previous.
大过先前不是说会堂越来越大才大过先前。
And it's not saying that the chapels are getting bigger and bigger, so the glory is getting bigger.
应该是教会要越来越好。
But rather that the church is getting better and better.
我们的信仰、灵性、灵修各方面都能够越来越完美。
Which is that our faith, our spiritual cultivation is actually getting more
perfect. 所以我们要努力去追求。
And so we need to work hard to pursue after this.
啊，另外真教会。
And for the true church.
啊，从世人的眼光来看。
Looking at it from man's point of view.
他就像主耶稣，没有加行美容。
It is just like the Lord Jesus with no outer beauty.
啊，以赛亚书五十三章里面讲。
Isaiah chapter 53 says.
主耶稣没有加行美容。
That Jesus had no form or comeliness.
所以被人藐视。
And so he was despised by others.
他出生在木匠的家，拿撒勒人。
He was born in Nazareth and out of a house of a carpenter.
哦，所以人用外貌对待他。
And so people treated him according to his outside.
就把荣耀的主钉十字架。
And they took the glorious Lord and nailed him on the cross.
啊，那主耶稣拣选的门徒。
And so the Lord Jesus picked disciples.
就像彼得、约翰。
People like Peter.
他们也被人家轻看。
They too were despised by others.
说是无学的小民。
And they said that these are unschooled people.
那有时候我们想。
And sometimes we think about it.
哎，真的。真教会也像这类似这样子。
The true church is like this as well.
人用外貌看他嘛。
And people look at it from the outward appearance.
所以有时候我们也要去体会。
So sometimes we need to go and experience this.
能够认识我们教会它的特色是什么。
And to be able to understand the unique characteristics of our church.
那我们明天再来谈。
And we'll continue tomorrow.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.